Got it, Rick.
Hey, this is Nazia. How are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm good, thanks. I just have a few questions. I have an O5 WRX. I want to rebuild it. At the moment, it's driving, but it's got a rocket cover gasket, needs to be changed.
Yeah.
So that's just a small problem. That aside, I want to rebuild it. I just want to know what's the best way to go about it and roughly how much it's going to be costing. So my plan is to build a forged bottom end.
Yep.
I want to external gate it, and I want to put a front mount intercooler. Obviously, I want to add more power and a bigger turbo, all of that sort of stuff. What's
yep.
And right now the car is completely stock. There's no modifications to it at all.
Yeah, and you said 05, so is it a 2 liter?
05. I am assuming.
Like a blob eye WRX?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what power goal do you have in mind?
So I'm thinking a safe 250.
Okay, that's pretty easy on a 2 liter. Don't really need to build a motor in that sense, so we can do just a stock STI bottom end, brand new. So they're factory forged. Normally good for a... Yeah.
No, because I was looking into that. So that's the 207, right?
Yeah, 207, yep.
Yeah, that's what I was looking into. Now, my issue with that one is, I get it, that one's it's already done and you just kind of put it in and you're good to go. Whereas
yep.
forged bottom end is more of a building sort of thing. But I'm... The research that I've done on it, I feel a forged bottom end would be much more stronger, especially if I wanted to put more power later on.
Yep. So the 207 is good for about 300 kilowatts reliably.
Mm-hmm.
How much power was your end goal?
It would always just be between 250 and 300. I don't think I'd go more than that, but I just want it to be a really strong, and safe 300 as well. Whereas I know with the EJ207, I know that if you're going to start pushing over 250, there might be some issues.
Not really
I
true.
Just feel,
yeah.
I feel like the forged bottom end is much more stronger.
Yeah. So that's not really the case. So we've had a 207 make 350 kilowatts on
okay.
in a track car. So it was getting punished constantly.
Okay.
And it only broke. After, quite a few years of that sort of 350 window.
Okay,
yeah, but that's a lot. And that's
okay.
pushed to the absolute limit.
Yeah.
We've had street cars with 300 kilowatts on a 207 go, a couple hundred thousand Ks.
Okay.
So that's a fair bit. If you wanted to build an actual forge motor, I can't
uh-huh.
really quote that for you. It'd be probably starting at 20K.
Right, okay.
Yeah. That's for just the engine itself. Whereas a 207 sort of dropped into your car running, all said and done, is about 15.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Whereas a forged motor is 20 for just the motor.
For just the motor, yeah. Okay. And
yeah,
then all the other stuff would be on top. The one.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. Yeah, plus all the mods on top of that.
Right.
Yeah, so the 15 would be just the 207 with head studs in your car. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
everything refreshed and all that sort of thing, hoses, all that sort of stuff. Done.
So
then plus
the
whatever
be...
mod you want.
Okay, and the heads will be built?
The heads will be serviced, yeah.
Okay, so obviously that won't be... Okay, right. Okay, and what's the time frame, to get it done?
Generally, we take about 4 months to five to get the car in.
Yeah. Okay.
Once the car's here, it's about 3 weeks.
Right, okay. So you're doing, so you're taking the engine out, you're doing all the whatever, and then once the car's there, it's all going back in, that's about 3 weeks.
No, so the booking time is about 4 to 5 months, so you can keep driving your car till then.
Okay.
And then once your sort of booking comes around, it's about 3 weeks. So the car's with us for 3 weeks.
Sure.
You have a driving car for that whole time, except for the 3 weeks.
Okay, sure. And it's just a drive-in, drive-out. Now, would that come with a tune after all of the stuff is done?
The mods are a whole separate sort of factor. So that will come
okay.
with a run-in tune in that 15K. But obviously, you're doing a whole bunch more mods, so it doesn't really work the same.
Okay,
Yeah.
Okay.
For
Okay.
a proper quote and actually like to work out what you want to do, we normally do a build consult. So you come in and have a chat with the engine builder.
Okay.
The consult's 150 and you'll spend an hour with him.
Right.
And he'll run you through all the different options and
Right.
what to do, what not to do, and what's obviously a little bit overkill and, you know, what you should have that's overkill, if that makes sense.
Okay, okay. Now, tell me about the car that you told me that you did and it was making 300. Was that just the 207 bottom end?
The one that made 300?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we do 300 kilowatt packages on those pretty much daily.
Okay.
207s are good for 300. So 300
right.
is sort of the upper window where we'd say that's going to be happy in a street car. And that's on E85, though, not on 98.
Okay.
Yeah, so on 98, the sort of window we'd stop at on 98 would be about 240.
Yeah, okay. I think that's probably where my issue is. I don't know if I want to go to E85. I don't know. I'm still talking.
So you can do flex fuel. So flex fuel
yeah.
means you can run either 98 or E85 whenever you want.
Okay.
You can blend the two
okay.
as well, which is
okay.
what we normally do. We don't normally do, like, you know, just E85. That's a bit unnecessary. It's a bit hard to get E85 sometimes.
Yeah.
So it'll only be 300 at when it's on E85. Otherwise, the rest of the time, it'd be 240.
Right. Okay. And if you were to just have it on your normal 98, what's the best approach
240
then?
240 to 250 would sort of be your window there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't really yeah. want to go much harder on 98, just because 98 is a little bit of a volatile fuel.
Right.
So
but
E85
even...
is a lot safer.
Okay, and that's regardless whether it's a forged bottom end or the...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But,
yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay,
yeah.
okay. Mm.
Yeah, so you can push it hard on 98 if you really want to, but we prefer
yeah.
not to.
Right, okay.
Yeah, the cars are just a lot happier and safer on E85.
Right. Okay, that gives me something to think about. Okay. Okay, cool. I'll think about that, and then I'll probably give you a call back maybe next week sometime
yep.
of when to book it in, because obviously it'll be for next year now.
Yeah, so we'd have to do a build consult first regardless.
Yeah,
so if you
so
wanted
I'll
to book in, we'll have
yeah.
to, yeah, we'd have to sit down with you for a build consult and then actually work out what we're doing on your car and what parts we actually have to buy.
Right, right. And also, because I have some parts now, is that... something that I should bring in, or should I just like let you guys just do it all?
No, if you've got parts already, just tell us what parts you've got and we'll tell you obviously if we want to use those particular parts or not. If it's good quality items, we're happy to use them.
Okay, I just have the it's brand new in the box. It's the front mount with like the whole kit.
Yeah, what brand
the
is
intercooler.
It?
The intercooler. Process West, I'm pretty
yeah, perfect.
Sure.
Yeah, we're happy to use that.
Okay, yeah. And I was going to buy the external gate kit, but I don't know if I should bother if I'm going to just do it with you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to come from us to a shop, then to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
going to go
okay.
in a big circle.
Okay, so
otherwise,
all right.
you'll have to pay for the freight, unless you get like a Black Friday sale from someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Done. All right, not a problem. Well, I'll think about that and I'll give you a call next week and then we can kind of go from there.
Yeah, done. Easy.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
All good. Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.